The news is read by Karen Carty.
The director of the prison service, Karen McCaffrey, has defended the practice of granting temporary release to non-violent prisoners with addiction and mental health issues to tackle the problem of chronic overcrowding. Speaking at the annual conference of the Prison Officers Association in Galway, Ms. McCaffrey said prisons had a finite number of beds and that she had to release people to ensure the safety of staff and other inmates. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The director of the prison service says she shares the concerns of prison officers about overcrowding, drugs and weapons smuggling, and violence in the prisons, but says it's not true to say nothing is being done. Karen McCaffrey says the budget has increased by €130 million in the last 4 years, 250 additional staff have been employed, and 300 extra prison spaces created. Over 1,000 people sent to jail last year were released within 24 hours to alleviate overcrowding, without having spent one day in prison. But the prison service says it always considers the victims and the risk to public safety before releasing only non-violent inmates. At the Prison Officers' Annual Conference, the director said without temporary release, there would be 6,000 prisoners and she could not ensure staff or prisoner safety. Ms. McCaffrey also said the service has reverted to a back-to-basics approach to deal with drones and installed metal netting in Portlaoise and Mountjoy. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the POA Conference, Galway.
The government is expected to press ahead with plans to recruit a chief executive for its new housing activation office. Yesterday, the chief executive of the National Asset Management Agency, NAMA, Brendan McDonagh, withdrew his name from consideration. Mr. McDonagh had been the preferred candidate of the Minister for Housing, James Brown, but his reported salary became a major source of controversy for opposition parties and led to friction within the coalition. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The stated aim of the Strategic Housing Activation Office is to end bottlenecks which are impeding the rapid delivery of houses, but it's become a magnet for controversy. While the Fianna Fáil Housing Minister James Brown indicated this week that he wanted NAMA boss Brendan McDonagh to take the top job, Fine Gael pushed back both over how Mr. McDonagh's name came into the public domain and a salary. Mr. McDonagh is currently paid €430,000 with NAMA, and it was anticipated this would continue if he secured the new HAO job. However, it's since emerged that no final salary was either offered or agreed by government. With controversy brewing, Mr. McDonagh contacted Minister Brown yesterday to withdraw from the process, leading the Labour Party housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan to describe the entire affair as a total shambles. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister Brown will be questioned closely about the controversy in Cork City this morning when they view construction work being overseen by the Land Development Agency.
The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald has reiterated her party's opposition to the government's plan to recruit a chief executive for its new housing activation office. On this programme, Deputy McDonald said it now seemed that the government was in full-blown panic mode and utter disarray.
There's a real problem here, and it goes beyond, of course, the proposition of this ill-defined czar. This is just more distraction politics and ass covering, quite frankly, by a government that has failed in housing and that continues to fail. And it's deeply, deeply worrying.
Gardaí have arrested three people after a van was driven through a perimeter fence of Shannon Airport. The incident happened at around 6:30 yesterday evening. After the van had crashed through the fence, it became stuck in a trench that runs inside the barrier. It's understood that a number of people, wearing orange jumpsuits, hard hats and face coverings, got out of the van and ran in the direction of a taxiway before they were apprehended. A group calling itself Palestine Action ERA claims that a plane, which landed at the airport yesterday evening, was aiding wars in the Middle East, including Israel and Yemen. In England, the right-wing populist party Reform UK has won a parliamentary by-election in the northwest of the country by just 6 votes. It followed a recount overnight after initial results showed the party ahead by just 4 votes. Meanwhile, results from a number of local elections across England, as well as some mayoral contests, are due to be declared over the course of today. Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell reports.
This by-election result in northwest England is historic for 2 reasons. It's the closest ever result in a parliamentary by-election, with Reform UK beating Labour by just 6 votes. However, it also means that Reform wins what was seen as a safe Labour seat. Party leader Nigel Farage said the result was part of a huge night for reform. His party also won the mayoral election in Greater Lincolnshire. And in terms of council seats, Reform UK is set to win hundreds today, with the Conservative Party expected to suffer heavy losses. Smaller parties such as the Liberal Democrats and the Green Party are also hoping to make gains in what some believe will be a day that marks a major shift in UK politics, as the dominance of the two main parties, Labour and the Conservatives, is called into question. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Ishga Éireann has announced that a six-week-long hosepipe ban is to be introduced from next Tuesday in three areas because of low water levels. The areas are Mullingar in County Westmeath, Milford in County Donegal and Kells Oldcastle in County Meath. And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be largely dry today with sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 13 degrees in the north to 18 degrees in the southwest.